8:36 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. It's time for Tri-County Insider News Week in Review. We're talking about the last 7 days in our local news stories. And so Bronson Rasmussen, the creator of those local news stories, is joined us this morning. Hey, Bronson, how are you?
Well, at least I don't think I'm the creator of them yet. My name isn't in there quite yet. I haven't done anything that's been reported, I guess I'll say.
Well, he's not the topic of exactly. Those news stories. Let's put it that way. But at least so far.
Good. So far. You never know. I might show up one day.
Good job, Bronson. All right. Well, let's begin our Week in Review report on Tri-County Insider News with a look at the top stories of the past week.
Our top story for this week is a new business that opened up here in Dubois. I don't know if you've been there yet, but Ollie's has opened their doors.
Ollie's?
They have opened in the 200 Commons Drive in that plaza there. And they're at where the old Michael's location used to be.
Right.
That location, we reported back in October, actually split off into two separate businesses. They sort of just put up a wall in the middle and a new storefront. That other one is going to be Burlington.
Right.
They're currently still working on the inside. And it could be a few months before we see that one open up.
Yeah, it was an exciting moment when Ollie's opened. Of course, they announced their grand opening, and you announced their grand opening. But then they had kind of a soft opening a couple days before.
And they've been busy, busy, busy the whole time.
Busy times. Ollie's is a great store. All right, what else do we have as a top story?
Besides that, we have an update from a story from last Friday that was one of our top stories. And that was police searching for a missing man. On Friday, they were looking for 22-year-old Lane Strike, who was dropped off at his work in Kearnsville and never showed up to work, never clocked in. Police gave us an update that he was found over the weekend, and he was found to be safe and is no longer considered missing.
And that's a good resolution to that story as well. All right, let's see what's number three as far as top stories are concerned.
Number three came out this morning, and it's already quite a big one. And it's kind of the opposite of the last one. It was a missing man who police believe they found his body at the end of last month. State police say that they were doing another search for 73-year-old Gary Keller, who we reported back in July went missing when he went fishing around Anderson Creek Road in Union Township.
Yeah.
And around March 31st, they were doing a search of the area once again, and they came across some human remains, and at this time, they believe that it was Keller that they found.
Yeah, that's out in the Rockton home camp area. So, it was suspected that he may have unfortunately passed, but, we'll see what the final determination is in that case.
They sent off that body to medical examination just to get that identification.
All right. Next category that we move into here on Tri-County Insider News Week in Review are the stories that seem to pique your attention. I'm saying your as in the listeners here on Connect FM, those who interact with us online, on our website, and in our social media posts. Bronson, what was the most interacted with story?
This one I was really happy to see have a lot of interaction. Stories like this one really don't get that much attention. And that's with Dubois Central Catholic, and they're hosting Beetlejuice Jr. this weekend. We had a couple of the kids come in here on the Morning Connection, and they spoke earlier this week about how excited they are for this production. We even had some footage that you might have caught during our family expo, or you could have seen them there this year as they were walking around. And they're ready to bring this story to the stage. I believe it starts today.
It does, yes.
And yeah, that one got a lot of attention, and I was excited to see that a story like that got so much.
Yeah, they're doing it this weekend and then next weekend as well. So congratulations to them, and also for achieving most interacted with story. What else came in there as a story that piqued everyone's attention?
This one came out last Friday. It's another update from the Dubois City Council meeting, and that's changes coming to the water and sewer bills. coming on a vote at next week's meeting, this resolution would allow it so your water and sewer bills would actually be showing what you actually use. There's been quite a bit of contention with how that has been going since consolidation.
Yeah.
With there being a rounded up system versus how it was before of you wouldn't be charged until you hit that minimum amount. But now that if this vote does go through next week, it will be charging you based on how much you actually use.
Right.
And then they also explained that water rates, they have to stay the same at that increased $16 per thousand. However, they were able to crunch the numbers and get sewer rates down to $15 per thousand.
Okay. So some tweaking going on there with the billing, and that's one of those natural hurdles when you have a community consolidating.
Exactly.
And going from several different billing systems to one and just finding the right way to do that.
Yes.
All right, Bronson, I think we have time to go ahead and take a look at the third most interacted with story.
This one was also another surprising one for me to see a lot of interaction with, and it has to do with the Du Bois Public Library.
Yeah.
They received a grant of $43,000 that was from State Representative Mike Armanini. He was able to get that for them. And that money, he said, would be used to replace upper-level windows and renovate the main entrance. It'll be able to save them energy costs with these new windows, as well as supporting more accessibility to the Du Bois Library.
All right, good news, and I'm not surprised that that garnered a lot of attention as well. Now, before you run out of here, Bronson, like you always do, I know it's always hard to keep you here, but not when we give you the chance to share with us what's going on in that head of yours. What do you think
you might not want to know?
Sometimes I may not want to know, but in this particular instance, we want to know what is your pick as the top story of the week. This is Bronson's choice.
My top story for this week has to deal with Jeff Tech.
Yeah.
They sent a bunch of their students off to a competition called Skills USA. It's a state competition where a bunch of kids come in for different categories, whether it be welding, video audio, which is more our department here, culinary, quiz bowl, things like that. All these kids would come together and they'll face off against other technical schools throughout the state. And the kids from Jeff Tech, they left on Tuesday to head out there. And that conference went from Wednesday, and I believe it ends today.
Okay.
We also have two of our own here.
That's right.
That are in that competition, Dominique and Sam. So we always congratulate them. But this is really nice to see how our local community here can be represented and really showcased at a state level.
Absolutely. And I love the quote from the young lady from Jeff Tech that you had on the news the other day when talking about it, where she said, "It's great to have a chance to represent our Hick school." And
I'm very excited that our little Hick school be shown as a smart group.
And they are a smart group. And we appreciated that comment. And Bronson, appreciate that as your pick of the top story of the week.
Yeah, of course, congratulations to all those kids that are able to make it out there for that.
Sure. And hey, let's do this next Friday. What do you say?
Why not?
Okay.